listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele.
I'm KC.
Welcome, KC. We have a special guest today with us.
Oh, my God. The reunion is real.
I'm very special.
Aw.
I'm very special.
At least
that's what his mom tells me.
That's what my mom tells me.
KC hosted a podcast with, actually, I guess both of us, technically.
Yeah, all three of us have been on together at some point.
I'm a real podcast swinger, baby.
Oh, God.
Shout out to any TPT listeners.
Yes, very much.
Former podcast of ours.
Who always lose their minds when Joey and I get behind a mic together. They're like, oh, it's like seeing mom and dad getting back together.
Right. Like, we didn't end the podcast. We got divorced.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. No, we actually see each other every Friday for cards.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't record it.
Yeah, we don't record it. Though now you got another podcast idea in my head. Recording Dominion games. Yeah,
I mean, we could. We do banter enough. But we get Tommen on it.
So Casey does a podcast called The Switchcast.
That's correct.
It's the premier
Nintendo
Switch podcast on, I guess, iTunes and your
favorite. On Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
I still have a hard time adjusting because I know they change it from, it's not technically iTunes, it's the Apple Podcasts app. And I think podcasters in general are slowly updating their, like, call-outs for that.
I have to remember that, actually.
Yeah, it's Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. It's all separate now. Except, I guess if you're listening to it on the desktop, it's still at iTunes. But
I guess,
you know,
yeah.
The primary source is the
right, the
portable one, right?
Right.
That's dumb.
So, what you guys been up to in the game lately?
Oh.
Enjoying the weather, actually. Catching as much as I can. Okay. Trying to get my starters back up. Nothing amazing. This hasn't been, aside from the One Piece, but, you know. It's been a slow week,
for me, I had the flu last week, so I've been hatching a bunch of the eggs that I had from the event that I hadn't had a chance to go walk around with.
Okay.
Right.
So I hatched quite a few notable Pokemon that I didn't have yet, like Trapinch and, I hatched a Love Disc, not that that's really
relevant.
Oh, yeah, I just got my first one of those.
A Ball Toy, which I hadn't caught yet, a Corphish. And then I hatched like a couple things that are good for candy, like a Mudkip and a Torchic. And I also finally caught a Solrock.
Have you guys caught one?
Yeah, I caught one. I forgot. I got one today, actually.
Oh, cool.
That's like the... Ta-da.
I think I saw the silhouette of one on my radar once. Oh. That was about it.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Not great, but they get some decent CP on them. So.
Well, about 80% of everything you catch is just for the sake of catching it, you know?
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like every legendary they release, they're negating an entire type.
Yeah, true.
Basically.
Right, yeah, right. Something that, like, all right, what am I going to attack fire with? Oh, I got now Kyogre as my water to counter fire defenders. Just the defender, that's basically it. Like, unless something becomes, like, a really decent defender, or they find some reason to make Blissey less viable as a defender.
Never really happened. It's just like the actual games.
Yeah. Personally, my thing I've been this week, I am in reconstruction mode. I think we went through a lot of work building up to the EX raid that I know we'll talk a little more
we're
about.
We're going
to
get into that later.
Yeah, but after something like that, after all the prep work, I need to take a decompression week. I need to all right, I worked at that gym for so long. We built up to do the fight. I need to not so much I don't play, I just needed to spend a few days where I just organize my guys that I'm going to evolve. I'm very meticulous with how I organize my Pokemon.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like,
really?
I'm just about ready to evolve about.
Oh. No, I find out.
Throw on a lucky egg. I basically rename 70 Pokemon so I can have them all in the same place.
Yeah, I line them all up and I say I name all the ones I'm going to evolve or who are put on the side to evolve. Hashtag and then the first two letters of their name.
Oh my god!
So I can evolve all the ones that are ready and reserved for evolving in one nice shot, and just know to trash them afterwards. And I'll mark them if there's something I might want to keep, which is not often.
See, I just type in the name because I don't really I'll have 80 Rattatas ready to go or something.
Yeah. Well, I went through all my Pidgeys at the last monthly community event, and that's usually my fail safe. I'll go through my Pidgeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have a few Rattatas, but I want to go through the guys that I don't look through as often. You know, I want to
roll my eccentrics. Yeah, exactly. And... So that's why I use the asterisk.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do that, but anyways, yeah, I do something very similar. I rename everything. I get it all ready. Shoot off the lucky egg. It's one thing. If I know I have like 100 Pidgeys, then I'll just use that. But if I know I want to go through my backlog of Sentrets and all this other kind of junk. Then I do it that way. The other thing I've actually been up to in the game is I powered up a few Pokemon. In preparation for our EX raid. I powered up a Tyranitar to, well, pretty much my max level, 37, I think.
Oh, nice.
And it's like my second highest. It was my highest CP Pokemon for a day, actually.
Okay.
Until I powered up Groudon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, they're both at around 3,400 and change.
Nah, that's pretty nice. I started powering up guys again, too, ever since you both revealed to me. I didn't realize that I no longer have to keep my guys below 3,000.
Right. Oh, really?
So Casey's referencing the bug where Pokemon under 3,000 were actually mistakenly...
decaying slower.
Decaying slower in gyms than... Or losing... what's it called?
It was like...
The CP thing?
Yeah, I guess it was just
CP decay.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a motivation, I think it's called.
Oh, right.
They were losing under 10%.
Right, right. So they were decaying much slower, and everyone thought that it was a bug that 3,000 plus were decaying faster, but it was actually a bug that everything else was decaying slower.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I put a lot of work into, because I remember I watched the Trainer Tips vid about what's the best sub-3,000 defenders, and I put a lot into my Executor. I had an Executor with the best, what do they call that when it's a moveset you can't get anymore? Like a class
legacy.
Yeah, I had like the best legacy moveset from him. And he was a good stat. And so I built him up, and he's like, you know, 29, 98 or something. I was like, this is it.
Oh my
God. I put it all into him. He's my best defender. I was like, oh, okay, that doesn't exist anymore. Okay. So everybody get up there. Get up past the 3,000 mark.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about like your Gyarados. I'm going to get him like, I did the math, 2-9 and 9-9. It's going
to
be great.
I had so many guys. I like tried to meticulously figure out how to get him as close to 3,000 without breaking it. And so, and, you know, I had like one or two guys like, I don't care. My Dragonite, he can go as high as he wants.
Yeah.
I'm only using him for attack, really. But yeah, so I was like, all right, where am I going to... I've been saving up a lot of Stardust for months. Oh. And I just was like, you know, let's just dump it all on these guys. Yeah.
I wish I was in your boots. I'm still in that Stardust famine. I'm gonna have to probably hunker down and get a star piece.
Like, what are you down to about?
About 77.
Really?
Okay.
1,000-ish, yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot.
I used a lot recently, and I still have about 300,000.
Okay. So. I just dipped for the first time in a long time under 200,000. I guess I'll wait till. And I also went through a lot of rare candies and stuff. So we'll see what, you know, the next thing I'm willing to dump a bunch of my resources on.
Depending on the weather, I'll probably just hunker down, catch everything that has the bonus attached to it, and hope for the best.
Yeah, it's good.
Speaking of weather, I'm going to go follow the nice weather. I have a little trip planned.
Oh, yeah.
My idea is to catch two region exclusives.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm planning a short trip in mid-February to Miami. Because both Corsola and Heracross are available there. So, and I figure it'd be nice to just enjoy some warm weather.
You're not going
to
be gone for Community Day, are you?
Of course not. I planned around that.
Okay, good. I was worried there for a second.
There's nothing exclusive I can catch if I go to Austin.
As a matter of fact, I even planned my trip so I'm not gone on Sunday, so we can still record that day.
Oh. Ooh, you sly devil. In Austin? No, I don't think so.
Okay, because my next trip, we're going for 4th of July because we want to shoot off fireworks for like the first time we've done ever. Like,
Really?
Because New York, you really can't shoot them off that much.
That's true.
And so we want to go someplace. Well, we want to go someplace in America for a big trip, but I wanted to go someplace for 4th of July where it's just like firework frenzy, you know? We can just go and set off boxes of them.
Yeah, that's
so we're going there.
Back in like New York in the 90s.
Right, exactly.
Is that what it was like?
Blockbusters and stuff. Much. Yeah, back then.
Like every block was just a fireworks display.
Basically. See, that sounds... What happened? Why is it no longer...
Giuliani.
Oh.
Stinking Giuliani.
You know, you might get lucky with Corsola. I'm looking at the map. Austin. Yeah,
I got
might...
my Corsolas already, but I'm more concerned about the... Because actually, it's funny, because that migration with the Minion, Plusle, and Seviper, Zangoose,
yeah.
They just switched, right?
Well, mine and Impossible didn't actually switch. Oh. It was only Seviper and
Zangoose.
Okay. Yeah. I actually did miss Zangoose while he was here. I never called. I took my time. I figured they wouldn't migrate for months.
I think they're going to be switching back again, I guess, at some point. It seems like...
You better hope.
The way they kind of pitched it sounded like they were going to do that.
I'm fairly laid back with the catching of those sort of, like, you know, anything. Right? Because... How long were we with just the first gen or two? And just over time, like, you make a big deal about catching that first one. Yeah. And that's fun. It's just the fun of hunting down something you have. But after a while, you're like, you know what? If I didn't catch that one, I probably would have caught three or four over this time. Just, you know, just from the how much we play.
Right, that's fair.
You know, so I try not to get myself driving too far out of my way, which I have catched, which I do more often than I should, drive out of my way because I see, you know, a raid somewhere that's... I want to get.
I'm almost glad I don't have a car for that reason, so I don't get tempted to drive to something.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I feel like it's a very different game when you're driving around.
Oh, it is.
Just for the record, I don't look at it while I'm driving. I go as far as to pull over. I look at the map and I say, "Is there anything I really need to check out while I'm here?" Mm-hmm. And then I'll drive to it.
it's interesting to me how like. Some of these YouTubers are just basically play exclusively in their cars.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of crazy. I mean, depends on where you live. Like in New Orleans, I had to play like in the car in the city. It's just biking or walking isn't really a viable option.
I love
option.
Biking right. with it though. That is my favorite way to play still. I so can't wait till the weather gets warmer again.
Yeah.
I say this almost every week. I say this to my wife. I say, I just want to get on my bike again. Mm-hmm. Not just for the exercise, because I feel like during the winter, I go into like, you know, I pack up. It's like reverse hibernation. I'm actually packing on weight in preparation for the summer, I guess. Because I don't leave the house hardly ever. I want to get on the bike, and I love hunting for stuff then, because then I have it on the bike, on the stand.
Yeah.
And I can do... Right. Like that. I could like say what's around and just hunt
it
down.
Even in like not so warm weather, what I'll do is I have these fingerless gloves, so I look like I just catch them.
Okay.
And I stuff my Go Plus into one of those, and I could basically have it on my wrist while I'm biking.
That's good. That's cool.
So even if I'm not catching anything, like I'm still getting some distance if I bike slow enough. You don't go too fast though on the bike, because then you'll stop registering distance for eggs and stuff.
Right. I remember having to do that. I had to ride very slowly. Yeah. But you know what? It's just chill.
It's like when the weather's nice. Like a joy ride like that just hits the spot. Yeah.
And I even have my Pokemon Go playlist playing.
Oh, nice.
And I just totally absorb. Yeah, I have a playlist of music. You know, it's mostly relaxing tunes from the Pokemon games.
Okay.
Like the actual 3DS songs. And it just really puts me in the mood of chilling and riding my bike and, you know, usually evening.
See, that takes me back from when the game first came out, because it was like, I wasn't driving around yet.
Yeah.
I was on the bike day one in July heat in the south, just like, here we go, boys. See, but you got a point. You get more of a thrill. You're not looking at the map. You don't have like a tracker, really, if you're not going on that. Mm-hmm. You just ride around. You check the thing. Oh, there's like a horsey nearby. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Right. I once, the most dangerous thing I did in there is once, it was during that Earth or the Rock event.
Yeah.
And I saw an Aerodactyl, and I hadn't caught one yet. It was like three blocks away, but I had to cut across...
No.
Like four lanes of traffic. It was late night, all right, but there wasn't a lot of cars, but I did have to cut across like four lanes of traffic rather quickly, and I still got there to the point where I tapped him, and then it told me,
error.
It's not there anymore. Yeah. Like I literally had just missed him. If only I cut off that Mercedes.
I mean, or you could just go to the library. They spawn at the Manhattan Library all the time.
Really?
For some reason.
Aerodactyls.
I feel like Northern Manhattan is just, it's just, I guess, the right biome for Aerodactyls.
It's really
weird. What I notice is, like, in Brooklyn, this area, Porygon is the most common rare Pokemon. But up there, it seems to be Aerodactyl. Or at least it was a month ago.
I will make trips for that. I do. That's one other thing I enjoy doing when I have the bike. I plan out where I'm going to go that I might get, especially if there's a nest I need to build up on. But... Because, I've only seen two Aerodactyls ever. I saw that one that I just talked about, and then I saw one other near work, near the last day of that Rock event.
Oof.
And that was the only one I've ever caught, and so I wouldn't mind catching a better one.
I wish Aerodactyl was better.
Yeah, well.
I'll say it.
You still see it in some gems.
His moves are just so bad. Yeah.
You know, we're at the point, though, honestly, is there even a defender anymore that really can defend against someone who's just... fairly dedicated in level 30 plus.
Right. With the way the gyms are set up now.
Really, all the good defenders are now, in my opinion, are just ways to troll people. It's like, how much time do you really want to make
pretty
sweat?
Much, yeah. It's like, is there a real breaking point where somebody's like, all right, this is going to take too much time. I'm not going to do this. Like, I feel like after a few hours of decaying motivation, any, it doesn't matter what you have in a gym, somebody's going to come and take it.
Right.
Unless it's the flat iron.
Well, unless it's a hot spot where gyms turn around every 5 minutes.
Right.
But going on that, Casey, I've been seeing a lot of people drop like Pidgeys and Plusles and small things in gyms that you still have to battle three times.
I guess if it's somebody's, third or fourth gym, they don't care at that point.
I mean, or it's just like, it's just a fun thing sometimes. Like sometimes I just want to put in there something. It's almost like I'm decorating the gyms. I just what do I see? I've never seen a Hitmonchan in the gym.
Basically, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, right. It's just, I want to show off a piece of my collection.
Okay.
And you're gonna beat it. What? Okay, so you're gonna beat it 20 seconds faster than if I put in a good defender.
Right.
All
right. The other thing, the other reason I get excited when I see something cool is because I'm feeding berries a lot too.
Oh,
so
if
if I see like a Melodic in a gym, I'll, like, oh cool, I'll take the one in, what is it, 1 in 50%.
Oh, right.
Of getting a candy.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's very low, but still, it makes me a little bit excited to see something rare.
That's true. That's a very good point. Yeah. And we were just talking about before how if we see an ally gym, we just dump a bunch of candy on it. And, I have a cap. Like, one of my things is I always have caps of how many items I'll have of anything.
Yeah.
So I only keep 30 of the two good berries. Mm. I have too many of the golden raspberries, but I'm not going to just toss
those first world problems.
Yes. And the nanab berries I keep as cap of zero, but if I ever go to a gym, I will dump all my nanab and then just dump as many berries as it takes to get down to 30.
Right.
I keep a lot more than 30, but I do try to keep them down to tops about 75 or so each.
Yeah.
For raspberries and pineapples.
Yeah. I might have to take Nick's advice though and just start using those golden raspberries just as a way to use them for something.
I mean, those new captures, especially, or the perfect captures. Mm-hmm. Never let them get away.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I don't hunt for them like you. I don't know they're perfect until after I caught them.
Right. Yeah.
Telling you, man, it's worth
it. You and your gray market gaming.
Look. I still have to go through the trouble of getting there.
Oh.
And using my items. I just optimize what I use them on.
It's fine. That's fine.
Whatever puts me to sleep in there.
One day I need to sit there and stalk the map like you do.
It's fun. Especially when you're like, you do the Brandon Tan thing. You plot your route. You're like, I can do this, and then catch that one.
Well, that's the thing. I think most of the big, not even big, but most of the New York City players are playing like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just, if there's a map, I think, in your city, I think, it kind of the scene sort of revolves around it in a way.
Yes.
And New York City is a big one, so
right.
Almost everyone in the Facebook group I think is hunting down 100% IVs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, if you want the Wild West, you go to like a more southern town. Like New Orleans doesn't have one. Yeah. Texas doesn't have one.
I wonder if Miami has a map.
I don't think so. Not. And I think they have one you pay for, so no.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so only certain places have these maps, these trackers?
It seems like that, yeah.
Yeah, because they set up, they put bot accounts in, and then they just sit there and they scan the area of whatever comes up, and it relays the information back.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it takes, limited resources to put that together.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So,
because they have to be, level 30 accounts or something to scan, probably?
This is true, yeah. You have to be level 30 to really...
See the good ones.
See the real IVs for 30 level 30 plus. Right?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's kind of random.
Right. So, yeah, I guess before they made that change, they probably could have had a map of the entire planet. Didn't matter.
Yeah, and it would be a bit easier.
Oh, yeah. Scanners were a lot more readily available then.
Mm.
So... I didn't really pay too close attention to other cities, but it seems like a lot of them have dropped off after it started getting harder to create.
So just to give an example of how neurotic I am about any moral gray area of gaming. Because I bought the Gocha, right?
Yes.
And I told you how I will not use it for the auto-catching. I only use it because I want a rechargeable battery.
I wouldn't use it for that anyway.
I like that. And I also like the form factor a lot better. Right. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to test the auto-catch just to see if it was working. Because I remember when it first came out, actually, whatever was the update with the iPhones.
Yeah, there was an update that kind of made it not work.
Right, it wouldn't work because of whatever glitch was in the system. But it eventually worked, and I wanted to see just how it worked. So, for every Pokemon I had actually caught with that, I would go out, find a Pokemon, let it go, and throw away a ball. A great ball or two. Wow. So I would have wasted as much time and resources on the same number I caught with the device.
Playing on the honor system.
I really am. I'm like, it's neurotic. Really. I cannot break this. I have to have spent as if I had not even that little glitch of it. It's like when you play a video game, you have a save file, like you're playing Final Fantasy, and then your friend picks it up and plays 5 minutes for you, and maybe and then he saves. It's like, dude, you killed two monsters on my... It's not my save file anymore. You corrupted it with
See,
your
I've
work.
Never had that problem.
Oh,
Hang on.
I can't. I can't stand it. Like, it has to be as pristine as possible.
Casey, I think you've gone from neurotic to anal.
Oh, like. That's your pick.
Ooh.
No, it's a... I mean, for me, it's not so much of a ethical thing as much as I'm too lazy to look at the map.
It's just
like my... Because I look at it for raids.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you should.
And that makes it a little bit easier to coordinate that sort of stuff. But when it comes to the just like the IVs and stuff like that, it's... I don't know. NYC Pokemap is not great for if you want to look at multiple things at the same time. Like, I'm more interested in filling my Pokedex than getting 100% IVs. So that's
right.
I'm looking at everything that I haven't caught yet, basically.
I'm kind of on both sides. It's like I want to hunt down the best, but I'll probably get like one... Take it off the map, and it's like, all right, what haven't I caught that's good right now? Mm. That's how you do it.
Well, if it had an easier way to toggle between looking at 100% IV Pokemon that are floating around and looking at my filter.
I mean, that's what the Discord's for.
Exactly. Well, that, I only recently joined that so I could at least see when unknowns...
They cheat for you.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a Twitter feed for that, too, I think. But you'd have to be alerted to... If you set it to alert, it would alert you to every unknown that shows up around the world.
Whoa, no,
and
I'm
then
good.
Is this one for Brooklyn? Okay. Oh, it's on the other side of Brooklyn?
Well, yeah, so that... I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing with Discord. Like, you know, I get notifications for the Bronx and Governor's Island all the time. But, you know, whatever... I'll at least do it until I catch my first one, which I still have not.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're not that great. Like, you'll catch it.
I know this, but it's still...
You'll catch it and you'll be like...
I don't want to know because it's good.
Yeah, no one wanted... Not even in the video games. You caught... In fact, you know, you would go through in the video games to catch every letter of an unknown, knowing you're never going to use a single one of them.
Yeah.
Even get that exclamation and question mark one, just because.
Fun fact, those aren't in the game yet.
Yeah, that's right. They're in.
Which is weird. They only have the 26. And there's a badge for it. And you're just like, you don't spawn these enough to catch 26. I've caught two in almost 3 years of playing this game.
I think they were originally thinking like, oh, we'd have so many events where we have these unknowns spawning that like eventually it would be impossible to do this. But I think they're having a lot fewer events than they originally planned.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They have the Chicago. Japan has more.
I hear there's one in Australia, actually.
Oh, really?
Coming up at some point.
They had
only just three letters or something like that. I didn't actually. I should have put that in our
probably.
News,
Oops.
Anyways, but we need more of those sorts of events. Like, why not do it during community day? Like NYNC or something.
Right.
Whatever.
It doesn't have to be like the huge production of like, you know, the whole convention aspect they had there.
Yeah.
Just have a guy who goes to these locations with like a booth or something and just hands out something or gives you a code so that, all right, we're doing a thing in Central Park today, you know, use this code and it will let you see this, you know, guy who's popping up or something. You know, just something small and easy to organize.
That's actually a good point. Why don't they put in unknowns during the community days? Like, just in general. They don't have to be specific.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, maybe they will at some point. Maybe instead of releasing a shiny Dratini, they'll do unknowns or something. You never know. I mean, I would like to see Shiny Dratini, but it's not in the game yet, so
no.
I think chances are lower that they'll actually do that.
I mean, just put a G and an O. We'll be happy with that. Like, we're a little...
even just release, like, make the letter for the month that it is during the community.
Yeah, F-E-B. Good.
Be slightly less, you know, rare or something.
Something.
Anyways.
Throw us a bone, Niantic.
Yeah, really. I haven't... You haven't caught an unknown yet, either.
I have not caught an unknown yet. I have only... barely seen them, period, like in gyms. That's about it. That's the closest I've gotten to an unknown.
Two for me, I missed one.
I think Nick once texted me
yeah,
about one. He's like, hey, there's one over in the Bronx if you want to go down there.
It's funny because, like, I was actually sitting, I think, what was it, at Cards the other day while we were playing on Friday.
Yeah.
And I got a notification that one is in my neighborhood. in Brooklyn, of course.
Yeah.
So, no, it was in Crown Heights. That's right.
Well, there was one in Crown Heights also, but I saw Best Buy one at some point.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Ah, we're in the perfect spot then. Damn.
Yeah.
Perfect spot. Yeah, exactly. While we're at work.
Yeah, you know.
If I see an unknown, then I'll use my golden raspberry.
Okay. All right. As you should.
See, that's the thing. You can't just unload them like you can the other items. Like, I can unload 50 rare candies like it's nothing for some sort of use. I can't just unload 100 rare candies on something valuable. Can only use, like, 5 or 6 if
you're
really
if I start getting high on rare candies, I just find something that I need candies for. It's like, easy.
Yeah. Always need a Snorlax candy.
That would be something nice.
Do you?
if they made another use for the golden raspberries.
Yeah. Something.
Or make it a higher percent chance that you'll get a candy.
That's not bad. Yeah, if it could convert to candy or give me more Stardust. I thought that might be a thing. You know, because the Stardust is supposed to be the incentive for reinforcing a gym with the berries.
Yeah.
So why not give me more than the same 10 Stardust for using the golden raspberries? Because I'm now spending a bigger item. I'm reinforcing it a heck of a lot more than with the regular berries. Give me 25 Stardust for using my golden raspberries.
Stardust was a mistake.
So when I think I've told this story before, but basically when golden raspberries first came out, they were pretty common drops for the gems. And then there was a little while when they really reduced they started giving out more
potions
and fewer golden raspberries. You know, at the end of the day, I was kind of happier about that because I didn't have to throw any away. I had to be very careful about when I use them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, is this legendary Pokemon good IVs?
Right.
Forget it. I'm not going to use golden raspberries on this. Yeah. So, like, it made it easier to manage the inventory, but I guess that's the point, is to make us have to buy more inventory slots.
That's true.
See, I was bad about that when Ho-Oh was out.
Yeah.
I caught, like, the first two, and I was like, wait, if they're not 22-22, Pineapp, let's just do it.
Yeah.
It was a little stressful trying to get those extra 6 candies, but you know.
How many goldens are you sitting on right now?
Close to 200. Okay. I think it's 175.
I'm at 186 as of this recording.
36.
You did. You're probably doing the smarter thing. You're getting use out of them.
I guess. I mean, but you have more, and you're defending gyms more often.
Well, I will now.
We compared our medals, too. Like, you're definitely way ahead of me on certain aspects because of how you manage yourself.
That's how we play, you know?
Yeah.
You hunt every Rattata you can because you want that Rattata badge.
135.
All right.
I have gone up 38% on Rattatas since the event stopped. I'm happy about that.
I go plus every Rattata I pass.
No. I great ball every single one of them.
For me, it's always the Pidgeys. I pineapp every Pidgey I see.
Oh.
That's my
XP. You wish you had my Rattata candies as Pidgey candies.
You never know. They might release some Rattata avatar accessories.
There better be shorts. There better be Youngster Joey shorts. I swear.
It's
the only reason I'm doing this. It's like, man, if there is an incentive at the end of this road.
But you have a female avatar, so sorry.
No. You can always switch back and
you
forth.
You can, yeah.
That's what you can.
Incentivize me to go
in
to
Pokemon
male.
In Pokemon Go, we're gender fluid.
Oh, jeez. Girl avatars usually have the better options. I'm sorry.
Speaking of avatars, why don't we just
go straight
use
into
that
it.
To jump into the news?
Yeah, exactly.
So, first off, we have new avatars in the game, right?
Yeah,
and
new avatar stuff.
They're related to specific medals that you could earn. So there's the jogger, the battle girl, and the fisherman medals.
So what's interesting is two of these are male and one is female for once.
Right.
So that's kind of nice.
So you're saying the male gets more options.
The male now has a few more unique options,
Oh, and generally the women have gotten more options?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wow.
That's interesting. I haven't really looked too much at the different options, but
I think
at least on the female side.
I think the females have like 6 pairs of pants and the men have 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was such an imbalance.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, but women also have, what is it, like the different socks that could become whole sweatshirts. We got
two different socks.
They have layers.
We got different jumpers.
Cool. Backpacks. The weird thing is, though, is like, why didn't they just make a female version of the fisherman outfit, you know? Like, it's like, what if I'm a girl and I want to be a fisherman? Like, I can't be a fisherman?
Right, no. And that's a whole reward. Like, these outfits are supposed to be your reward for doing it.
Exactly.
Right, so now I have to, you know, switch genders just to enjoy.
Not just switch genders. You have to switch genders and pay for them.
Yeah, so you have to, what is it, catch 1,000
Magikarps?
Is it, or 100? I forget.
You have to catch the max amount.
You have to catch quite a few extra large Magikarp, and that is just for the privilege of purchasing it with Poké Coins.
Yeah. Each piece, by the way, not the complete outfit.
Each piece separately, yes.
It's harsh.
So each level of the metal, bronze, silver, and gold will give you another accessory for that.
So what's interesting about this is, though, these are, if I'm remembering, these are fourth gen avatars.
Are they really?
Okay. For these respective classes.
It's coming.
Oh, I'm...
Put on your tinfoil cap.
Something about the fisherman outfit looks wrong without, like, an overweight middle-aged man wearing it. Like, I feel like that's the avatar model that I'm not making fun. I want to have that overweight middle-aged fisherman avatar. That would be my first. Or
you want
hiker.
The hiker?
Yeah, I want the hiker. That's my real choice. If they,
you want a walking stick. That's what
the walking stick. Yeah.
I don't understand why you can't change your body type or the hair. You know, there's just like a lot of things they need to add in.
Exactly. The hair is one, like, really big one. It's like, why does everyone have to have spiky hair?
Or a ponytail. Like, I love ponytail. I'm getting sick of looking at that ponytail, man.
And that's the only piece of clothing that I can't choose none of. I can't just be bald.
We were saying that, too. It's like, he just wants to be the bald hiker. We know what's going on.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. But I guess this is something. It's, you know, it's a little something.
Yeah.
A little incentive to fill out your medals.
It's nice to show. It's a way to show off your medal in a way. So someone sees that. They see the fisherman outfit. They know, oh, wow, he actually went out and caught.
Well, the problem with that is, like, the jogger's not anything really special. It's, you walk.
Yeah, well, you know, it's almost like...
It's like a milestone now. Yeah. Like, I'm proud that I've walked, like, multiple thousand kilometers playing this game.
We live in New York. I hope we have at this point.
Yeah, but you know, not everybody does live in New York.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Right, and it's a level of dedication, though. You know, it's not all... Any casual Joe, you know, Pokemon Go player is going to walk 1,000 kilometers while playing.
I mean, it's along the lines. Like, what was that other one? They have the level 30 sweatshirt you can buy.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I have that.
Right. You know, it's just article clothing to visibly wear a trophy so everyone can see, he's gotten pretty high up there.
That's fair.
Yeah, but again, I wish that there was a bit more customization when it comes to hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Facial structure, I guess. Like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like I'm making anything that represents me. I feel like I'm just making a Pokemon trainer with, you know, some random clothes.
That's the reason I avoided the guy when the first game first came out. I was like, I don't want to wear this. It just looks really awful. Yeah. Like, oh man, a big sweater. It's June. Why would I be wearing this?
Yeah.
These horrible pants. No. Put me in the jumper. Let's go.
Oh, I'm still rocking the Alola outfit.
Man.
I love the tropical look.
I got my full black on with the bandit mask.
Oh yeah, I saw. Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
And I have the what is it? The adventurer hat or something.
The adventurer hat. Yeah,
that's still like one of the best hats.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean,
at least it's unisex.
This is true. It didn't screw up that one.
God. All right.
All right. Next news is Niantic actually acquired another company, which is interesting. It's called Escher Reality.
Yeah.
Right, and basically, it's an augmented reality focused company, and from what I've read, it sounds like they basically put out like an API for augmented reality purposes. Right, it's sort of like Apple's AR kit, which they're using for AR Plus, but it's multi-platform, so it puts them in a much better position for cross-platform stuff.
Okay. Oh, so you think we'll play cross-platform with the Harry Potter people?
God.
I could send my Seviper to fight for Slytherin.
You would. Can I send my?
I want to make my Pokemon Go avatar Parcel tongue.
There you go. That's good. That's
not sitting your talk quillfish to fish out.
It's funny because I first read that as Escher Realty, and I was like, oh, so they're probably buying up some real estate, and they're like a Pokemon Island.
Pokemon Island.
I'm down with that. Let's turn Governor's Island into Pokemon Go Island.
This would be the real sequel to Jurassic Park.
So, something I'd like to point out with this is, it does, like you said, it sounds like they're trying to pull the AR Plus into multi-platforms now, which is good.
The funny part about it, AR Plus, is that they basically had a deal, probably, you know, with Apple. It's all behind closed doors, so this is all speculation, but right. I'm pretty sure it's the same situation where they made the Apple Watch app, right? Apple told them, we will promote your app to the top of the App Store. We'll give you, you know, once every quarter a big ad on the front page of the App Store, but you have to use our APIs that we're building exclusively for the Apple platform.
Okay.
Right, and so Apple Watch was an obvious choice for that, and now AR Plus is another obvious choice for that. But AR Plus, really, I don't know. It's just kind of like
it's a gimmick.
It's a little gimmicky. I mean, honestly, the Apple Watch app was too. I was excited about that, but it's hard. It's barely usable, especially compared to the Go Plus.
See, right. You know, it's barely usable. The Android Wear. Oh man. Yes. See, that's what I was getting at. I'm excited that they're gonna maybe bring AR Plus to Android devices and actually deliver on that. Whereas 2 years ago, almost, they said, yeah, we're going to bring it to Apple Wear and Android Wear. It's like, where is the Android part?
Oh, did they say they were going to make a watch app? Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're going to do something for Android as well as Apple. But honestly, I get that Apple got it first, but still, like,
no, honestly, where is though, it at, man? The Apple Watch app is just a complete throwaway.
What does it even do?
So the one thing that... So, okay, it registers distance. So, if I don't have my Go Plus on me and I want to just quickly register some distance, I don't even have to open up the app. I could just open up my watch app and just say start.
Right? Okay.
And it's nice because I also get like a little view. There's a complication for egg distance, so I get to see a little quick view of my eggs. That's kind of nice too. But really, beyond that, like the core functionality is supposed to be like you start a walk and it'll show you Pokemon that are nearby.
Yes.
It'll give you notifications, which is useless. Because you can't catch them with it. And then the other thing is you could spin Pokestops with it. So, you
know, so it's a Go Plus, essentially, but without catching.
A less useful Go Plus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what KC wanted, but he got a gotcha instead.
Right.
Oh, I had to sell off the Go Plus.
Yeah, you did.
I sold it off.
I'm sure Ziggy is enjoying it a lot.
He has been, you know, because his phone can barely keep up with the game.
We got to get him something.
So the Go Plus is probably the fastest responding way for him to catch
stuff.
Poor Zig.
One other thing about eggs. I didn't notice this before. Did you notice that it has a lot more detailed distance on it now?
Really?
So instead of saying 7.4 out of 10, let's say 7.41 out of 10 or something like that.
That's always been the case when you open up the egg in the...
I never noticed that until recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. 1.33.
Yeah, I never noticed that it's like... Like that. It might say 1.3, but never like 1.33, 1.35. Yes.
I don't know if that's new.
Because
when you're looking at it in the egg, the multiple egg screen, I think it's usually just...
It's a round.
Truncated kind of display.
To, you know, to one decimal point, rather.
Yeah.
And then if you click into it, it usually shows up to 2, I believe. So, like, it'll show up to, like, .99 even, like...
God, I hate that. When you're sitting like 1.99F2.
I'm like shaking my head. That happened to me the other day, I think, when I was sick, and I was like, oh man, I really want to hatch this egg. And I was like trying to like walk around my apartment to get it.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't happening.
Do the Pringles can thing.
Pringles can?
Have you seen that? Like, that video comes up all the time. It's like a dude puts his phone on the Pringles can and it registers.
Probably
stupid.
Bogus, but
I hate seeing that.
Well, because what I would do if I ever needed just a few, at least. In one of my previous offices I worked in, if I took it off of the Wi-Fi connection at the work, it would have a hard time focusing and it would have me walking back and forth.
I think they fixed that or something recently.
Yeah.
Because
it's gotten better.
That, yeah, it's gotten a little bit more accurate with that.
Okay, I haven't done that in a while, but that used to be a thing.
Remember
that? That used to be for me,
too. We did that one raid, you and I, Casey, like a couple months back, where we were at it. It's like, okay, it's this Starbucks, and it has me 2 blocks over. I'm just like...
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't work where? In, like, Midtown, because doing raids there is just awful, because you need to be, like, 3 blocks away to like, try to accidentally position yourself.
Or the EX raid.
The GPS drift is real.
Yeah. Or the EX raid. Like, we were by the Sprint store. It still had me down the block a little
bit. Yeah, that's always bad, too, but it's, like, it's even worse in Midtown.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, no, the one time I tried to take my Pokemon League... for the first time, we were like, all right, we're going to go for a Pokemon Go, you know, trip.
Oh, man.
And we all just hiked around, and just everybody was in a different corner of the city. It was bad.
But that's when the game first released. It was still pretty early. I can't wait for that 2 year to come up. It's just like, God, remember how rough it was back then? Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on, though. We're definitely eating up time, but...
That's good. Whatever.
You know?
we'll have a nice, juicy episode for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, other news is... They updated the game master file,
mm-hmm.
and there's about three notable changes to it. The first thing is names of Castform and Deoxys forms have been added to it, so it's basically support for the different forms of these two Pokemon.
That's going to be cool when it comes out.
Like, yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that. In the games, what is it? Deoxys has a whole different items.
You touch different meteorites,
right.
and it changes.
It just stays that.
Yeah.
So... It would be cool if they made real life locations to change.
Yeah, like
houses,
certain just
you know?
Right. Yeah,
like,
kind
of cool.
Landmarks.
You're getting way too far ahead of yourself. That's too hard to implement.
I don't think they're gonna do that. I mean, I don't think that'd be that difficult.
It wouldn't.
But
that's
I don't think they would do it though.
Yeah.
Hey, friendly reminder: you're not supposed to get a Ludicolo without a Water Stone. But you don't need that.
You know, maybe they'd make that like because we were just talking about how we don't use those items we get every week. Right? The evolution.
So, I wish there was a use for those items.
Trade it out for something?
I have so many of them that are just thrown away. Like, why can't I just trade them for Stardust or something?
Yeah. But one idea of something they could give you now that would make that a little more interesting is give us different stones that will change the form of Deoxys.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you only get one, you know, every so many weeks from that thing. Now you have to really choose, like, all right, do I want to make him the speed form if you got that item?
Yeah.
Because who knows when I'm going to find another form-changing item if that's as rare as any of those other evolution items.
I'm going to say it. The speed form is probably not going to be very good.
I'm just picking one at random.
Speed and normal, because...
Oh, yeah, because there's no speed in this game, so
right.
You have to have some...
Attack has, like, an absurd amount of, like... damage on it, and defense is really good for
Deoxys
defending.
Is what, psychic?
Psychic, pure, yeah.
Okay.
But it's just like speed.
So
speed
is it just gonna like make Mewtwo irrelevant? The attack form?
Yes.
Because
I remember, has a base of 180.
Okay. Speaking of which, do you think they'll release this as an EX raid boss? Deoxys is that level, you know.
I hope so. Kind of. I mean, Deoxys and Rayquaza could both easily be EX raids. Because they're just that strong, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Niantic's dropped the ball on a couple of things. Like,
right. I don't know. Yeah. It might be too soon for them to switch over EX raids, but...
What I'm afraid, though, is they're not going to implement an item. It's just going to be, here's the raid. Well, is it the form I want?
Right. Yeah. See, that's what I'm worried about.
And there'll be a medal for it.
I say put a couple different locations in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to actually physically go to them to change your form. That would be cool.
That would
Battery
be pretty
Battery Park,
cool.
Central Park... Inwood? Like, I don't know. Something weird.
You know, it'd be a weird incentive to go to a location that I've never been before.
You know, that thing that the game's supposed to promote is exploration. Please go to these places.
Right.
Not.
So.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's been a long time since they've added a new thing you see on the map, other than Pokestops and gyms.
Right, yeah, I would like to see something like that. You know, like different types of gyms, different types of
and
Pokestops.
And don't even tell us what it is at first. Like, you know, one of those things, like, what are these stones?
On the map. That's
right. No one even knows what it is first.
That'd be cool.
Remember when there was a tracker in this game? Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I'm also very excited about this cast form because we have a weather system,
mm-hmm.
and so I guess you'll have to
see. That's what has me thinking of the Deoxys thing. Like the cast form is pretty self-explanatory. Is it whatever outside? Yeah. All right. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean that's a little bit more obvious, but so there's normal, sunny, rainy, and snowy forms for cast form.
They all suck.
Here's the question though: is it you're just going to catch cast form? And he will change depending on what the weather is. Or do you only catch the ones and he never changes?
That's a good question, yeah.
Like if it's sunny out, I catch the, you know, the clear weather cast form. Now he's permanently
In the game, it stays the form permanently, right?
In the game, it changes based on weather effects.
Yeah.
Okay, like there's a neutral non-element.
I'm okay with that too, yeah. I'm perfectly okay with that.
I could see that actually being the case.
Yeah.
And it gets snowy, poop, ice type.
Yeah, and you just change. I could also see them though just saying like, hey, we're going to make... you know, he stays whatever form you caught him as a way to make you catch more things and go out in different ways. Like, I never caught the snowy version or whatever, you know.
But I feel bad for, like, that's the problem, though, for the people where it doesn't snow.
Well, yeah, that's sure. But what, I mean, it's not going to be a different entry in the Pokedex, so it's not, it's just kind of.
It'll be a medal.
See, the tragedy here is that it's the same problem as Surfing Pikachu, right?
Yeah.
It's a cool idea, but in practice, it's completely meta irrelevant. So, really, you have no reason to use Gas Form in a battle to actually even see it in the first place. So, same thing again with Surf Pikachu. It's like, okay, there's a special move, but
if Raichu had gotten Surf, if Raichu had gotten Surf, that would have been amazing and extremely viable. But instead, they just stuck it on Pikachu. They haven't introduced held items, so Pikachu doesn't get like a light ball or anything to make him comparable. It's just like, yay. I caught a shiny. Yeah.
So the speaking of shinies, actually, the other change to the Game Master is that they're laying down some foundation for a shiny filter in the inventory screen. So
thank God.
I guess you'll be able to look at.
I can look at my Sableye, Pikachu, and Raichu. Hell yeah.
See, the only thing I like about that is after a long day of catching with Go Plus or something.
True, yeah.
Hey, did I catch any shinies by chance? Instead of just, you know, I know it'll warn
Let
you.
Let me shiny check my inventory. Right. Yeah.
This guy.
It does warn you if you try to throw out or
yes,
if you try to.
Yes, it does warn you now.
Yeah, so. But I could see myself just hitting the buttons really fast and accidentally, sending him away anyway.
That's true, yeah.
It's easy to.
I was going to say, you're going to bring up your bike ride in the shiny Magikarp again?
Well, see, that was the thing. On that day, I was almost out of inventory. And the only reason I noticed him was when I was, all right, I got a ride back home. And it was like a 3-hour ride where we got. And I had to clear out. I wanted to toss like 100 Pokemon before I started heading home. And that was the only thing is that I saw the shiny Magikarp there. And I caught him very recent. Like, he was one of the last ones I caught.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I noticed
him. Oh, we were walking down the Hudson, and we got the text. Oh, yeah. I go plus to shiny Magikarp. Like, this dude.
And I still haven't evolved him, because that is the superior form of shiny. Is the
slimy off-orange Magikarp. It's so awesome.
He's a Goldikarp.
Just evolve him. Is he even good?
It's okay.
Like, wait, IV smart.
Yeah, like,
oh, he's the best Magikarp in the world.
Okay. That's what they all say.
That's
right. Of course, my bad, Casey. I how dare I?
Hey everybody, Joey here. This episode ended up being way longer than we expected, so we're gonna break it down into two parts. The second part will be its own download, so keep an eye out for that. In part two, we discuss our experience with the EX raid system and go over all of the Gen 3 Pokemon yet to be released. Stay with us.